Player hater mode activated. After a 3-month hiatus, the player hater is back to share with you his latest chronicles of a hater as he talks about being a sellout, anal sex, choking white women, and enjoying podcast retirement. Now, here is Black Podcasting's favorite antagonist, Mr. Player Hater.
Yo, this is my entry into the Player Hater's Journal for today. Today is Sunday, March 2nd, and the year is 2014. And here's what's been going on with me since the last time. Since I retired from podcasting, I think it's safe to say that I've been doing a lot of fucking of white girls exclusively. So let me just go ahead and say this. For anybody who thinks that only fucking with white chicks makes a black dude a sellout, then yeah, I've sold the fuck out because I've only been fucking white chicks. Not that I have anything against sisters, I don't even feel like I need to say that shit, but nah, I've been fucking the shit out of white chicks exclusively since July of last year. And let's just say, over the past 8 months, I have fucked a whole bunch of white chicks. Let me take a quick count. 1, 2, 3, there was Bonnie, there was Mary, and I'm joking. But I have fucked about 8 chicks since last July. So I'm averaging about 1 white chick per month, which for me is a lot. Because you're talking about a dude who's used to fucking only 1 chick for a really long time. So I've gone from that to fucking about 1 white chick per month on average. And I ain't even got no complaints about that shit. Not only have I fucked white chicks exclusively, but I think I'm turning into a player, to be totally honest with you. Now, people used to accuse me of being a player and having player tendencies and having the capacity to play chicks, and I used to always bat that shit down and say, nah, I ain't no motherfucking player. But now, with my newly defined role in life, since I retired from podcasting, I think about that shit, and you know what? Yeah, I think I am a straight-up player right now, which I always said is easy to run game on chicks, but it's especially easy to run game on white chicks. You ain't gotta lie about shit. You really ain't gotta say shit. Just leave that shit loosely defined and open, and you ain't gotta explain a motherfucking thing. And I'm all about that, because I love to do what the fuck I want to do anyway, so I ain't explaining a goddamn thing. So white chicks make it really easy to be a player. So allow me to reintroduce myself to you folks, all right? You ready? All right, here we go. Hey, how you doing? My name is Player Hater, and in my newly defined role in life, I'm a straight up player, and I'm a motherfucking sellout, and I'm okay with that. Now, where the white chicks at?
The Player Hater continues, as he talks about the fact that white women love anal sex, and getting choked the fuck out.
Now, you know, for years, I've heard comedians tell jokes and stories about white dudes who would talk about fucking their wives in the ass. You know, they come to work the next day and say, well, you know, last night I was fucking my wife in the ass, right? And you know, we laugh and joke about this shit and talk about how much of a stereotype it was. Well, let me be, if not the first one to tell you, let me be the latest one to tell you that particular stereotype, yeah, that shit right there is very true. Just like black folks love chicken, white chicks, they love getting fucked in the motherfucking ass. I don't know what it is with white women and ass play, but they love that shit. First it starts with you sticking your thing in the ass, and then it ends with you bending that bitch over and fucking her in her motherfucking ass, and they love that shit. And for anybody who wants to make the connection that fucking a white chick in the ass is a step away or makes you suspect of being gay, yeah, first of all, you crazy, because there's no connection whatsoever. I've been saying it for years. The only thing that makes a dude gay is fucking another dude in the ass, letting a dude fuck you in the ass, sucking a dude's dick, letting a dude suck your dick, and fantasizing about that ugly, greasy, hairy motherfucker. Now, those things right there, yeah, they make you gay. But as far as fucking a white chick in the ass, nah, it doesn't make you gay. It makes you a very, very happy man. And let me end on this bullshit right here. Now, you know, not too long ago, I can recall, telling somebody that I would never choke a white chick during sex because I would be afraid to choke her ass to death and go to prison for choking a white chick? Well, I can actually mark that off the list of things I said I'd never do as one thing that I've actually done. Couple weeks ago, I was having sex with this white chick. I was pulling her hair, and she moved my hand toward her neck and squeezed my hand together as to give me the indication that she wanted me to choke her ass. So I went along with it, and I choked her ass during sex, and she loved the fuck out of that shit. Went absolutely crazy. So, needless to say, I can mark that off the list of things I said I'd never do as one thing that I've actually done. Let's see, choke a white chick. Check. I've done it, and lived to tell about it. Hey, motherfuckers, that's gonna do it for me. It's a brand new month. I got to go out and find me another white chick. You take it easy.
On behalf of Mr. Hater, we would like to thank all listeners, promoters, and supporters of the podcast. Since 2009, the Player Hater has entertained and enlightened you with his sarcastic, cynical, antagonistic, pedantic, and narcissistic sense of humor. This creative medium of podcasting has put Mr. Player Hater in contact with many different people over the past 5 years, and it has helped him grow as an individual in the process. There are no words to describe how thankful he is for the opportunity to reach out to total strangers and to share his opinions, thoughts, and philosophies to those who choose to listen. He encourages everyone to be honest, be genuine, be comfortable, and above all, be yourself.
Started this podcast 4 years ago. I don't know, brother. I won't say it saved my life because it didn't really save my life. It gave me a lot of joy over the past 3 or 4 years. More joy than I've had from any single venture, I would say, because of everything coming into contact with people. And just, like you said, just the influence that I may have on certain people, but just conversing with them, like I'm passing along some knowledge. Stuff like that makes me feel good. Stuff like that makes me feel good. Me listening to archive episodes and hearing people discover things about themselves, because honestly, this is what I think. How can I go into a conversation with somebody who has a show or an opinion, and then by the end of that show or conversation have them change the way they feel about shit? Who does that? I'm blown away by that, because I'm a total outsider with my own opinions. You are whoever you are, with I'm still feeling the things the way you feel and thinking the way you think for your whole lifetime up to this point. And here I am in a 15, 20, 30 minute conversation, at least getting you to think about how you feel. That to me is impressive. I never knew that I had that ability to talk to people and at least get them to think, which is really what the podcast is about. Just trying to expose people for who they are and what they are and get you to think and the listeners to figure out, you know, what's really going on and explore. Maybe they have some of those characteristics in themselves. Maybe you, you know, deal in bullshit. Maybe you are doing these things and need to change, whatever. So, I mean, that's really powerful to me, brother. And that's why I say it's therapeutic, because there's no other way that I could get this. Nothing I've ever done in my life previously has given me this, you know?